welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Egan Brockhoff, the Veterinary Counsel with the Canadian Pork Council. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Brockhoff.
Thank you for having me, Bruce.
Swine Innovation Pork created the Swine Innovation Pork Coordinated African Swine Fever Research Working Group. First of all, a little bit of background. What was the purpose of the formation of this working group?
Yeah, we put this research working group together back in 2019, early 2019, really with the focus of outlining priorities on African swine fever research from a North American perspective, making sure Canada was at the table with research around this virus, participating in the discussions, not doing redundant research to what other countries were doing, but trying to fill the gaps that were important for Canada.
Who is represented on this research working group, representing what groups or organizations, and in what roles and capacities?
Yeah, we've got a really good, diverse group of both researchers and industry people. We have researchers from the National Center for Foreign Animal Disease in Winnipeg. We have researchers from VITO in Saskatoon. We've got industry representatives from Canada, including myself, on that research working group. And we also have Dr. Paul Sundberg from the Swine Health Information Center in the United States on the group as well. And again, that's just to make sure we have a North American coordinated approach to ASF research.
What is happening in terms of African swine fever research at this point, and where, and with what focus and goals?
Yeah, so Canada has two centers that are working on African swine fever research with the viruses. And of course, that would be our National Center for Foreign Animal Disease in Winnipeg. And the second location would be the VITO Intervac location in Saskatoon. The Winnipeg lab is primarily focusing on diagnostics, so virus detection in the field, rapid virus detection in different scenarios with oral fluids, with blood tests, all just looking at ways to support surveillance and rapid detection of the disease. And then after we eliminate the disease, just disease surveillance to ensure we don't have it. So that's their primary research, is very much detection and surveillance through that. VITO Intervac has a number of different projects ongoing, including vaccine research, so development of a ASF vaccine, and also working on a number of projects around antivirals for this virus, tools that could be used to kill the virus. So that is the great sort of coordinated research that's happening.
In terms of the virus itself, how has it spread? Where are we seeing the infection at this point? And how has that changed, and over what time frames?
Yeah, so the virus continues to move. The virus continues to move in Eastern Europe. We see new infections reported internationally on a weekly basis throughout Eastern Europe. The virus continues to, of course, move in China and, of course, throughout Southeast Asia. And so different countries throughout Southeast Asia are reporting regularly of new virus movements. We've seen some recent announcements out of the Philippines as the virus has continued to move. Some recent announcements in Greece as the virus has moved. And so, you know, this virus continues to create real challenges for people on a global level.
how has the risk to North America changed, and how has the response to that changing risk been within North America?
Yeah, so Canada hosted the African Swine Fever Forum last year in the spring. That first forum certainly was a launch pad for lots of African swine fever planning and preparedness discussion on a national and continental level. Mexico then later hosted a second African Swine Fever Forum, and of course our hopes are that a third one will be hosted this spring in the United States. Canada has an established National Emergency Operations Center, and that group has been meeting for over a year now, and that brings in sort of a coordinated national vision for ASF preparedness. And then each of our regions also have activated their incident command structure. And so government and industry in Quebec, in Ontario, we have a coordinated Western group. All of these groups have their own incident command structures activated already. And they're working diligently to ensure we have everything in place to deal with not only an infected farm, but all of the farms that are not affected but have market access issues. And so, there's a robust, really well-coordinated national approach to African swine fever. And it's moving along well. I think one of the challenges we face is everyone's doing this off the corner of their desk while they're trying to do their other jobs. And so lots happening, but there's still lots for us to do.
Given the changing dynamics of this issue, how well prepared is Canada at this point, and how has that changed over the past year and a half, year to year and a half?
Yeah, things have really advanced well in Canada over the last year and a half. The National Emergency Operations Center was activated, a year and a half ago. Lots has happened. Lots has moved forward since then. All of our provincial pork organizations have been actively involved in emergency planning and preparedness for over a year now. Federal provincial governments in Canada certainly have been working on this now for over a year and a half. So lots of great things have been done. Certainly in a good space today, but there's lots for us to do in terms of business risk management, destruction and disposal, humane population of market surplus pigs, zoning and permitting. Still more work to be done on seeking zoning agreements with international trading partners, more work to be done on compartmentalization and establishing compartmentalization with trading partners. And so, a really long list of completed items behind us, but still lots to do in front of us.
What do pork producers and pork industry stakeholders need to be keeping in mind moving forward, and why?
Yeah, so, pork producers should be, again, focusing on some core things. So biosecurity always comes to the top of the list, making sure your feed ingredients coming to your farm are safe, making sure your biosecurity protocols for incoming transports is reviewed regularly, making sure your staff are aware of the risk of bringing pork products onto farm. Those are critical. Traceability is the other big pillar. If we're going to have to be ready for zoning agreements, we have to make sure producers are up to speed on their traceability. So getting the data collected as soon as possible and into their pork board as soon as possible. Those things really support zoning and compartmentalization agreements. It's time for producers and their veterinarian to take a look at the animal health emergency management materials that have been generated for each of the provinces, and do take those resource books and go through them. They're a great source of information, and producers and their veterinarians should all be familiar with those key resources.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Lots of great work being done, Bruce. Lots of activities happening, but certainly moving forward. I've been really happy with the cooperation and collaboration between Canada and the United States. This morning I met with Dr. Megan Niederwerder from Kansas State University to review her latest research on ASF viral survival time and how Canada may need to pay attention to that and update some of our information on feed holding times. And so lots going on, lots of collaboration and cooperation, but still a lot left to do.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Our guest has been Dr. Egan Brockhoff, the Veterinary Counsel with the Canadian Pork Council. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.